Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Thank you for supporting us. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Vedanta Philosophy by Swami Vivekananda, published in 1899. What question has been asked a greater number of times? What idea has sent people more to search the universe for an answer? What question is nearer and dear to the human heart? What question is more inseparably connected with our existence than this one, the immortality of the human soul? It has been the theme of poets and of sages, of priests and of prophets. Kings on the throne have discussed it. Beggars in the street have dreamt of it. The best of humankind have approached it, and the worst of humankind have always hoped for it. The interest in the theme has not died yet, nor will it die, so long as human nature exists. Various answers have been presented to the world by various minds. Thousands, again, in every period of history, have given up the discussion, and yet the question remains fresh as ever. Many times in the turmoils and struggles of our lives, we seem to forget the question. Then, all of a sudden, someone dies, one perhaps whom we loved. One near and dear to our hearts is snatched away from us. The struggle, the din and turmoil of the world around us, then ceases for a moment, becomes silent, and the soul asks the old question, what after this? What becomes of the soul? All human knowledge proceeds out of experience. We cannot know anything except by experience. All our reasoning is based upon generalized experience. All our knowledge is but a sort of harmonized experience. Looking around us, what do we find? A continuous change. The plant comes out of the seed, and the seed becomes the plant again. The plant grows into the tree, completes the circle, and comes back to the seed. The animal comes, lives a certain time, dies and completes the circle. So does humankind. The mountains slowly but surely crumble away. The rivers slowly but surely dry up. Rains come out of the sea and go back to the sea. Everywhere it is circles being completed, birth, growth, development, and decay following each other with mathematical precision. This is our everyday experience. Behind all this vast mass of what we call life, of millions of forms and shapes, millions upon millions of varieties, beginning from the lowest atom to the highest spiritualized person, we find existing a certain unity. Every day we find that the wall that was thought to be dividing one substance and another is being broken down, and all matter is coming to be recognized by modern science as one substance, manifesting in different ways and in various forms, the one life that runs like a continuous chain throughout, of which all these various forms represent the links, link after link, extending almost infinitely, but of the same one chain. This is what is called evolution. It is an old, old idea, as old as human society, only it is getting fresher and fresher as human knowledge is going on. There is one thing more, which the ancients perceived, and that is involution. But in modern time, this is not yet so clearly perceived. The seed is becoming the plant. A grain of sand never becomes a plant. It is the father that becomes the child. A lump of clay never becomes the child. Out from what this evolution comes is the question. What was the seed? It was the same as the tree. All the possibilities of a future tree are in that seed. All the possibilities of a future man or woman are in the little baby. All the possibilities of any future life are in the embryo. What is this? The ancient philosophers of India called it involution. Every evolution presupposes an involution. Nothing can be evolved which is not already there. Here again, modern science comes to our help. We know by mathematical reasoning that the sum total of the energy that is displayed in the universe is the same throughout. You cannot take away one atom of matter or 1 pound of force. You cannot add to the universe one atom of matter or 1 pound of force. As such, evolution did not come out of zero. Then where does it come from? It came in the involution before. The child is the adult involved, and the adult is the child evolved. The seed is the tree involved, and the tree is the seed evolved. All the possibilities of all life are in the embryo. From the lowest protoplasm to the most perfect human being, there is really one life. Just as in one life we have so many various phases of expression, the baby, the child, the young person, the old person, extend that farther and trace the baby a few steps back, then back and back, and we come to the protoplasm. Thus, from that protoplasm up to the most perfect individual, we get one continuous life, one chain. This is evolution. But what we have seen is that each evolution presupposes an involution. The whole of this life, which slowly manifests itself, evolves itself from the protoplasm to the perfected human being. The incarnation of God on earth. The whole of this series is but one life, and the whole of this manifestation must have been involved in that very protoplasm. This whole life, this very God on earth, was involved there, and only slowly comes out, manifests itself slowly, slowly, slowly. The highest expression must have been there in the germ state, in minute form. Therefore, this one force, this whole chain, is the involution of what? Of that cosmic life which is everywhere. This one mass of intelligence, which is from the protoplasm up to the most perfected individual, slowly and slowly uncoils itself. What was it? It was a part of the cosmic universal intelligence, involved in that little protoplasm itself, and it was all there. Not that it grows. Take off all ideas of growth from your mind. The idea of growth is associated with something coming from outside, something extraneous. And that will break the mathematical demonstration that the cosmic energy is the same throughout. It can never grow. It was there only. It manifests itself. What is destruction? Here is a glass. I throw it on the ground and it breaks to pieces. What becomes of it? It becomes fine. What is destruction? The gross becoming fine. The elements, the particles, the components, the materials, the causes were combined and became this effect called the glass. They then went back to their causes, and this is what is meant by destruction, going back to the cause. What is the effect? The cause manifested. There is no essential difference between the effect and the cause. Take this glass again. The material plus the will of the manufacturer have made the glass, and these two were its causes and are present in it. In what form? Adhesion. If the force were not there, each particle would fall off. What has become of the effect then? It is the same as the cause, only taking a different form, a different composition. When the cause is changed and limited and condensed for a time or space, then the very cause is called effect. We must remember this. Everything in this universe is indestructible. There is nothing new, there will be nothing new. The same series of manifestations are presenting themselves alternately, like a wheel coming up and down. All motion in this universe is in the form of waves, successively rising and falling. System after system are coming out of the finer forms, evolving themselves, taking the grosser forms, again melting down, as it were, and going back to the fine forms. Again, they rise out of that, rising for a certain period, and slowly going back to the cause. So it is with all life. Each manifestation of life is coming up and then going back again. What goes down? The form. The form breaks to pieces. But the same form comes up. In one sense, even the body is immortal. In one sense, bodies and forms are even eternal. How? Suppose we take several dice and throw them. Suppose the dice fall in this order, 6, 5, 3, 4. We take the dice up and throw them again, and again, and again. There must come a time when the same numbers will fall again. The same combination must come. Again, let them fall, and the same combination comes, but after a long while. Now, each particle, each atom that is in this universe, I imagine as such a die, and these are being thrown out and combined again and again. Here is the form of a glass, a table, a pitcher of water, all these things. This is one combination. The next moment it will all break. But there must come a time again when exactly the same combination comes again, when you will be here, and this form will be here, this subject will be talked about, and this picture will be here. An infinite number of times this has been, and an infinite number of times will be repeated. But this is not the immortality of the soul. No force can die. No matter can be annihilated. What becomes of it then? It goes on changing, forward and backward, until it comes back to the source from which it came. There is no motion in a straight line. Everything is in a circle, because a straight line, infinitely produced, becomes a circle. If that is the case, there cannot be eternal degeneration for any soul. It cannot be. Everything must complete the circle and come back to its source. What are you and I and all these souls? As we have seen in our discussion of evolution and involution, you and I must be part of the cosmic consciousness, cosmic life, cosmic mind, which got involved. And we must complete the circle and go back to this cosmic intelligence, which is God. That very cosmic intelligence is what the people call Lord or God or Christ or Buddha or Brahma, whom the materialists perceive as force, whom the agnostics perceive as that infinite, inexpressible beyond. This is that infinite cosmic life, cosmic intelligence, cosmic power, and we are all parts of that. So what is death? The obverse, and life the reverse of the same coin. Life is another name for death, and death for life. One particular mode of manifestation is what we call life. Another particular mode of manifestation of the same thing is what we call death. When the wave rises on the top, it is life. When it falls into the hollow, death. If anything is beyond death, we naturally see that it must also be beyond life. I must remind you that our souls are one part of the cosmic energy that exists, one part of God that is beyond life and death. You were never born, and you will never die. What then is this birth and death that we see? How is it then that I am born and I am going to die and all that? This is the talk of ignorance, hallucinations of the brain. You are neither born nor will die. You have had neither birth, nor will you have rebirth, nor life, nor incarnation, nor anything. You are everywhere. Then what is all this coming and going? It is a hallucination produced by the changes of this fine body, what you call the mind. That is what is going on. Just a little speck of cloud passing before the sky. As it moves on and on, it may create the illusion that the sky moves. Sometimes you see a cloud moving before the moon, and you think the moon is moving, but it is the cloud. In reality, you are neither going nor coming, nor born or going to be born. You are infinite, ever-present, beyond all causation, ever free, never born, and never dying. Know that every thought and word that weakens in this world is the only evil that exists. Whatever makes you weak, makes you fear, is the only evil that should be shunned. What can frighten you? If the sun comes down, the moon crumbles into dust, system after system hurled into annihilation, what is that to you? Stand as a rock. You are indestructible. You are the self, existence absolute, bliss absolute, a child of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan, only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan, service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.